Why don't we roll into Love Him or List Him? I know we're a little early, but boy, people need some help.
Boy, absolutely.
I know. She's rough out there, my friend. She is rough.
Especially for Alana.
Yeah. Oh, what's going on with Alana? We have to find out here. So this is a chance for you to call in and help out a friend. You know, this is a vulnerable moment for a lot of people where they're like, you know what? Do I call in? Do I have complete strangers give me advice on my life? I don't know. What do you think?
You said it before and we said it while you were gone. It has to be rock bottom to call into a radio station and ask for help, doesn't it?
Yeah, it has to be. It has to be tough. And so to help out Alana here, we need your calls at 651-989-5795. What's going on? Tell us how we can help you on Love Him or List Him today. What's up?
I want to do something that all of my family is against.
Have to give us a little bit more than that.
Okay. I want to get on an airplane and fly to Ireland to meet the love of my life who I've never met.
I could see why your family's against this. It makes sense. Now go ahead.
Well, I know. I mean, before you even start with the, like, don't be an idiot. They just want money from you or go on 90 days, you know, and say, it's really not that situation. I do a lot of work internationally from here in Minnesota. And with, you know, what's going on in the world, I haven't been able to travel. So I've been doing a ton of Zoom calls and meetings just like everybody else. And there's this one guy, Liam, that I have talked to almost every day for the last 6 months. And it was professional at first, but then we started chatting, like, even in off hours. And I guess, long story short, it's become romantic. And he is truly the man of my dreams.
It's Zoom romantic.
Zoomantic.
Yes, that's a great word. It's Zoomantic. And he's just, I don't know, he's perfect. Like, he loves his family. And his wife died about 5 years ago. And he has these two little girls who are so sweet. And he wants me to fly down next month to meet him. And he's paying for everything.
Okay, that's great, but what does your family think? What is your mom thinking of this?
Oh, my mom thinks I'm going to get murdered the moment I land. But I think that's just like mom worries, you know? I'm in my 30s. I'm not an idiot, and I'm dying to meet him. So I guess the part that I'm really having a problem with is that I have this secret that I'm keeping from my family because he's already asked me to marry him, and I said yes.
You said yes?
You haven't even met him.
We just went from like, oh boy, should I go and meet him after 6 months to now you're marrying him?
Yes. And I don't think I'm crazy. And I mean, okay, if you watch 90 Day Fiancé, it would be a total, I don't know if you know, but it would be a huge pain for him to come here. But for me to go there, it's not that big of a deal if we do in fact get married. I haven't totally listened to the details, but he has. Everything's booked. And in my head, I'm packed and ready to go for however long it takes. And I've only mentioned that tiny little detail to my sister.
Oh, that tiny, tiny little detail that you're going to marry him?
What is your sister saying about this whole crazy development?
Well, she's trying to encourage me because she can tell that I'm in love with him. But honestly, she thinks I'm crazy too. Oh.
I mean, she's not alone. I mean, right now I am perplexed to say the least.
I know, but I it's a little crazy, but I also do love a lot.
Oh, of course you do. So why not travel and meet somebody in person for the first time and say I do?
Well, I just think, you know, love is crazy and it makes you do crazy things. And if I don't take a chance, I'm afraid I'm going to miss out on the love of my life. And, you know, if 2020 taught us anything, it's that life is short. So I feel like I have to go for it.
So why not marry a stranger, right? Life is short. So I do to whoever you are for the first time meeting in person.
Hey, his name is Liam and he sounds hot.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Liam's not always hot. Okay. Well, Alana needs our help very, very, very badly.
And she can't talk to her family about it because they're already totally against it. I don't know. Either talk some sense into her or give her support.
Yeah. I mean, do you support going and finding true love with Liam for the first time meeting each other? And then possibly getting married? This just seems so crazy. Or maybe you're like, no, absolutely not. This is crazy. Stay the hell away from him. Don't go meet Liam. Give us a call, 651-989-KS95. Or you can text in 75617. It's Chris Godez and Ryan on KS95 with Love Him or List Him. 10 before 8 at KS95, the station that doubles your paycheck in the new year. You do have to sign up, though, at KS95.com. It's Crisco, Dez, and Ryan right in the middle of Love Him or List Him. Talked to Alana a moment ago if you missed it. Quick recap. She fell in love with a guy online who sounds hot. His name is Liam, so he's got to be smoking.
And he's Irish.
And he's Irish. And she's going to up and move to Ireland and say, I do. I do. I do marry you. And everyone's saying, are you sure? Do you really want to do this? Now, his other wife, his first wife, died.
Yeah, she said it was like 5 years ago and he has two kids, but there were no details on that.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like this is living life to the fullest. You're going to take a chance on love.
Yeah, but it also sounds a little like you be cray.
Yeah. Janae's in Golden Valley. Would you love this Irishman or say beat it?
I say list it.
Why?
Well, I mean, it sounds really, really good to be true, right? Like, oh, she found the man of her dreams. He wants to marry her. They love each other. But I don't know. Because it seems too good to be true, I'd say that's a red flag.
So you wouldn't even go to Ireland to even see if there's anything to this. You would just say flat out, well, don't go, don't do anything.
Mean, there's a pandemic right now, right? So it's not necessarily safe. So the fact that he wants her to go, what's the hurry? Like, if you guys love each other, I would think it'd be safe to wait. But also, it's a huge red flag in the beginning of abusive and toxic relationships.
Oh, boy.
To move very, very quickly.
Okay.
So, all right. I mean, that's something to also consider.
Yeah.
Just to be cautious, listen to your gut.
Do you accept joy in your own life? or if anything good happens to you, do you immediately assume it's just bad?
Well, my personal experience, I have been in abusive relationships,
see?
So I've learned.
There you
yeah.
go.
That
you're coming from that perspective. I had to wonder because that's a very strong angle straight out the gate. But
yeah.
That makes sense, Janae. And I'm sorry for what you experienced. It's a list for you. Let's get to, is it Yam Soda from Minneapolis?
Yes, it is.
Okay. You say go through with it, but just don't marry him.
Go meet him, see him, and make sure that everything she thinks of him is actually true before you plan a wedding. You can't plan a wedding with someone you've never met.
Right.
That doesn't work. No.
No, totally. I get that. And I never thought that she should, you know, get out of the airport, the O'Malley Airport, and then just go right to the altar.
No, she needs to get to know him.
But I'm a sucker for love, so go meet him at least and see if everything you think of him is true.
Oh, yes, that's me too.
Tell us about your accent. Where are you from? I love it.
I'm from West Africa, Gambia.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say Minneapolis.
Yeah.
I actually live in Woodbury.
See, there it is.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for calling. So it's a sort of love from you. Mara's in Hugo. You say go for it. Get on Ryanair and fly on out.
yeah, I do. I mean, go for it. Check it out. That's fine. But I also agree with the last caller. Like, list the marriage. And what the first caller said, heading into something too fast is usually a big red flag.
Okay, let's just take the marriage off the table.
Okay.
I think that's just totally ridiculous right now. Of course, you can't go there and marry him. But do you just go to Ireland, pack up, and just go? Are you supportive of that?
I mean, for a visit, I hope she doesn't, like, pack up and, like, want to move there. Like, that's also kind of, like, the same as marrying him.
Why not? Take a chance in life.
Right, take a chance and go visit. That's
and
fine.
Go visit.
Like, that's also living life to the fullest, taking opportunity, you know, like what okay. you talked about earlier, but also like being smart and cautious about it too. Like,
do you know how hard it is to straddle Ireland and Bloomington?
Hey, I am in an international marriage, so this last year has been really hurtful for my family, so I feel that. Like, it's awful. It's really hard. So I hope, and I get the whole like trying international marriage. I get it, but
where's your spouse?
We were cautious and smart. He's from Germany.
Germany. He's in Germany and you're here. And when's the last time you saw each other?
No, sorry. He's here with me, but we haven't been able to see his family. You know, we just had a child, so it's hard.
Got it. Does it have a German accent?
Not as good as yours.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say, get him on the phone. We want to hear him talking in German.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling, Mara. Appreciate it. Cassie in Ham Lake. You love it. You're ready to move there.
So this is my thing. I would say because he has two kids, it would be extremely difficult for him to come here with his two children. It's a very extensive process.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as long as she is prepared to move to Ireland and live with him permanently there, then I say go for it. As for like the first caller, you know, maybe she goes into it cautiously, but my husband proposed to me after being together for 5 months. And he's not abusive. I mean, there's always a chance. But as long as you're smart about it, and she sounded very, you know, street smart, like she's not an idiot, you know.
Yeah.
I think she'll be okay.
So.
And another suggestion came in. Have your sister go with you.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, she can go with, and then once things are okay, sister can head on home, and you guys can do it up.
Do your thing.
Yep. This sounds like a new Taken movie. All right, people. Here we go again.
Come on.
I mean, it does have a little vibe of it where all of a sudden it's like, okay, good, you're here. Now you're mine forever.
Well, I hope it's Liam Neeson then that she's going to meet.
Someone said, I say love. She's going to Ireland, not Iran. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was in Syria, you know, no, come on over. It's great this time of year.
Oh, it's beautiful. You're going to love it here.
I'd be a little concerned. So, okay. Well, it's a love, and boy, we want to hear what she decides. Follow up with us, right? Come on, Alana. We got to know what happens on Love Merlistum.